Okay, we're gonna learn Daf Yud today. We had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hashriya regarding on the base at the bottom of the base, regarding certain items which had kedusha surrounding them. So challah or meduma, which had truma mixed in, or the shiari menachas. All these had levels of kedusha involved, and therefore they were pater from. I recommend that you mute the your mic, okay? And therefore they're pater from, what do you call it, from demai. So you don't have to take demai from those items. So we said Rabbi Yochanan said the reason was that at the time they were geyser, they didn't include anything with kedusha, right? That's what he said. Shosha gozu al demai lo gozu al demai halol. These things that have kedusha not included. Rabbi Yochanan said no, because the Am Haaretz has a certain what do you call it? Emas kachem alav. He has a certain ema that therefore he's not going to give.
That's why we're not concerned about truma.
Right. That's why we're not concerned about truma. But there it's an ema because he's worried about misvedei shemayim. But over here it's like a generic fear about things which are negeh hektish. Okay. So we had a machloika. We're coming up with nafkamina between Raishia and Rabbi Yochanan. The first nafkamina we said yesterday was chalas amaretz. Okay. Second. Yeah. Right. The chalas amaretz is the case of the Mishnah. The case that tamach kamina is the case of the chala that the chaver took. It almost seems silly. That's why I can't think of it. In other words, the chaver got the tfua or the dough before the chala had been mufresh from it. Then he was mufresh the chala himself, the chaver. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, they were never geyser on kedusha. So Mamela, it's pater from demai. According to Vaishya, the whole reason why we were saying it was pater is because he had an ema. And over here, he wasn't mafresh anything. He just gave him the cover of the whole thing. So there's no ema to be involved there. That's what the first nafkamina is. Now we're going to talk about the second nafkamina. Hamaduma. This is the case where it is mixed up. So we're talking about a case where it was not batal. I think this is the case where it was not batal, right?
Bitume is not batal, yeah.
Right? So it was less than 100. And therefore, what? So according to... Someone's calling me. Oh, boy. Hold on a second. Let me just turn that off. Okay. According to Reb Hashia, prepare some haaretz himas nisa. The Mishnah is talking about peiros that belonged to Am Haaretz when it became mixed with the truma. So the food was already mixed with the truma while his possession, so that's why when he gave it to the chaver, he knows that there's truma in there, and therefore there's a certain ema. So when he hands the mixture over to the kohen, so he's going to have an ema, he's going to be mafresh it in advance. Okay? But according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Avol, chaver shalakach peiros am haaretz nidmu. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, if the chaver bought the demai from the am haaretz and then it got mixed up, so then it's not the fact that it's mixed up now with truma has nothing. The am haaretz doesn't have nevuah. He didn't know anything was going to happen to it. So for sure you have to take off the maestris because it's a regular case of demai. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, again, they were never geyser on something which is kaidish, right? So again, Rabbi Yochanan is lakula and Rabbi Hashi is lachumra, right? Whenever the mixture or the shaila first rises up in the rishus of the chaver, is, oh boy, we're having people for the wedding, I think, are joining right now. Getting more people online. Yeah, whenever the Shaila is, became created in the Rishus of the Chaver, so then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kula because they never goes a din of demai on anything that's kaddish. So it would be pater from the demai. Okay, so those are two nafkaminas. Then the Gemara says, man nofak mibei nayhon. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Paishia? Which at first glance is a strange question. We just said two nafkaminas. So they say that maybe it could be. There's a girsa change here. It could be that the goin says, v'oid nafak mibei nayhon. There's another nafkamina. Okay, that would be the goin's girsa. Not a question, but here's yet another nafkamina. And Rabbi Chaim says that the Gemara wants to have a case where it's going to be the other way around, where Rabbi Yochanan is going to go the chumra. These two previous cases, Rabbi Yochanan was l'kula. Now we're going to have a case where Rabbi Yochanan goes l'chumra. What's this case? This case is saw oila mitach meya. This is the case where it's bottle taka. You have a saw of truma bottle at 100. So the rule is you can eat the whole thing, but you have to be mafresh one saw because of gezel hashevet, right? So you have to give one saw to the kohen. So now the question is, right? According to Paishia, if this happened in the Rishos of the Yavo Aretz, he still has a fear, even though it's bottle and it's really it's mutter, but he still feels, he knows he has to give some of it to the kohen. So he feels an ema that there's truma involved in this mixture, and therefore he'll be matfish. So there. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, the pshat is it's bottled completely. So you can't say the chacham would ever geyser on this. This mixture is not a mixture of kedusha. It's like it's completely chulin, and therefore according to Rabbi Yochanan, it will be aser. So this is the case where Rabbi Yochanan is l'chumra and Rabbi Chaim is l'kula. Okay, Tani, where it says l'chulan shakara shem l'trumas ma'aser. This is really it. This I was very surprised about this. And the Gemara says, just pardon me, one second. Sorry. If anybody, in any of these cases that we said, you're putter in the Mishnah, so Chala or Meduma or the Shar Menachas, let's say, let's assume for the time being that it's all of them. And you went ahead and you were Machmir, even though the Mishnah says you're putter from being Mafresh. The truma, the maestros from this demai. But you decide, I'm not going to rely on a heter. I'm going to be mafresh anyway. So it says, Chol shakar shem l'trumas maestro l'maestro sheni shalhem. Masha asa osay, it's good. It's actually chal, which is a pella to me, you know, like you're putter from doing it. But you do it and it works anyway. Pella, pili plum, right? The Gemara focuses on the machlokes of Yochanan Rav Hashia to even bring the question even more focus. So adaita de Rav Yochanan nicha. According to Rav Yochanan, we understand why it would be possible to say that if you're machmer, that it's going to be chal hashem, because what's Rav Yochanan's svara? Rav Yochanan says that the takana de rabbanon was never chal on kodesh. That means they basically made like a kula. Right, that even though we normally are a geyser, that you are chayim, but over here, if it's kodesh, we're not going to be chayim. So we understand. So you don't want to rely on the rabbanon's kula. So we're going to be kari shame. There's a tzad to say that it should be chal. But according to Paishia, the am haaretz was mafreshit. That's why they were potter, because he has the emo. So for sure it's mafresh already. So how can you possibly say that's the gemara's kasha? Adaita Rabbi Yochanan Nicha makes sense. Adaita Rabbi Hashia Musu Kohanim. V'at Amar Hachein. This has already been rectified. The Avo Aretz took the Maestros already. Now you're going to say that if you did it, Masha Asi, what sense does that make? I can't take the plain Musu Kohanim and decide to call Shem Maestro on it. So now we're on Yudam and Beis. So the Gemara gives a very interesting answer. (Clears throat) Or a second. The bay, echad she'enu b'sakin. You know what? When I tell you that their amaratzim have an eva, that's true by 99 out of 100 of them. But guess what? There's all that, always that one amaratz who's not going to, doesn't have any eva at all. So, you know, there's always an exception to the rule. So because of the exception to the rule, Masha also asli. That's the first teretz. Very interesting answer. It's a statistic outlier which allows you to be machmer to be kari shem. It's a very interesting idea.
It goes against the svara of Rove.
Yeah, completely. It even goes against the svara. Even if you hold like Rav Meir, you're chayshish shul miyuta, but this is miyuta de miyuta, which Rav Meir is also not chayshish. It's a very interesting idea here, though. Anything to say there, Dov? Any he put notes about
right,
this?
That's what I was looking. I don't see anything.
You don't see anything, right?
No.
Yeah, this is very strange. Okay. Tani. Chulon Shekar Shem L'Trumas Maaser. It just repeats it again. Chulon Shekar Shem L'Trumas Maaser. The Maaser Shein Shulchan. Masha also Asim. The Echad Sein Masakin. There's apparently a Brisa that says explicitly what Rav Hashia said. So I guess this Brisa would be a support for Rav Hashia, right? So we learn good in Rav Hashia. I guess that's what it's telling you. Okay. Now we're talking about Lekuach B'Kesef Meiser. That what?
It's interesting, the Rambam. Yeah. He brings down in number three, even though we have these riots to Rav Hoshea, the Rambam still paskins like Rabbi
Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Normally we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against his Bar Plukta.
Yeah.
Overall, yeah. Okay. And it certainly it seems more of a stavra.
Here we have a Bereshit like Rav.
Yeah, but if in terms of svara, it certainly sounds it sounds better to me. I don't know about you. To me, it makes a lot more sense than to say it's because it's one guy out of 100 that's gonna not do it. So therefore, if you're Kari Shem, it works. It just doesn't resonate with me. But I see what you're saying.
So in a regular situation, if a person's mafresh more than tenth, more than the minimum shear.
It depends.
It's still chal, right?
Yes. It depends. It depends. There's all kinds of cases. So I mean, you do it by Eimid, you don't do it exact. But I think that's actually there's a discussion. Sometimes you can do it by Eimid, and sometimes you're supposed to do it precisely. I don't remember. There's a Mishnah about this. We'll get to it. We learn Trumas. But so obviously Truma, you've got your 40%, 50%, you know, 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. So you've got a wide range of you know, what you can do.
But that's still the first time that you're typing it.
Yes.
Where here, yeah, it's the second time.
Yeah, there. Once you've taken it, it's over. You're done. You can't come back and say, oh, you know what, I'm going to give more. Deal.
What page are you on?
That's what you were asking.
We're now on 10B.
War is okay.
You can always go more.
And so we're
more
in.
Okay, but second time is not.
Where it says the Mishnah stated.
That's what I think
on the left side. 10B1. You see it?
10B1.
Halakuak b'kesef meiser.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. Okay, what does it say? Food purchased from an amaharetz with money of meiser sheni is exempt from demai obligations. So why was that again? Because Maaser Sheni also has a certain Kedusha, right? So it's in the list. It's the same, like, part of the list that we're talking about. So, Rabbein Bar Chiya Bo'am Kumei Rab Zeira. Ad Kedayim B'Kesef Maaser Shalvak Shal Demai. This question is a little difficult to understand. But I'll try to explain it. So, he's assuming that this is true if you were buying, in other words, you had demai, you took off Maaser Sheni, you're in Tel Aviv, right? You took off the Maaser Sheni from the demai. Then you transferred that Kedushas Maaser Sheni, which you have to eat in Yerushalayim, over to money. Now you have Kesef Maaser Sheni, Shel Demai. Now you go to Yerushalayim, right? And you buy what? You buy food, right?
Yeah, you have to buy
So now, and when you buy the food, you buy it from an Amoritz, okay? Mm-hmm. When you buy that food from the Amoritz, you don't have to take off Maisris. It's exempt, okay? That's what the Mishnah said. Halakoach, the Kesef Maisris Sheni. You got to follow the case, because otherwise you lose track of what we're really talking about. You started with Demai, you took off Maisris Sheni, you converted the Maisris Sheni into Kesef, now you took the Kesef to Yerushalayim, you again bought Peiros Siman Am HaAretz. The Mishnah says those Peiros are Potter from Demai. Okay? Now, Ad Kedon, when is the Mishnah's Heter? That's where you bought it with the money that you got from Maisris Sheni Shel Demai. But what about Afila Bavadai? What about if I had, right, when I was in Tel Aviv, I had my regular Maisris Sheni. I took Maisris Sheni, like I do with all my crops, I take my Maisris Sheni. I converted it to money. This is money of Vadai, for sure. Now I go to Yerushalayim and I buy, again, I'm buying it from the Am HaAretz. So now the question is that, are those payers also part of from Demai? Right? What's the Hava Mina to say it's different? So
it's definite as opposed to
it's definite, yeah, but in terms of why should that make a difference in the din of Demai? What was the reason for saying that the Maisa Shani money of Demai is Potter from Demai when I buy it from an Amoritz? Why is that true? I mean, I thought it was because it's...
They weren't Gozer.
It would be telling the din of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Moshe, right? Like, if they weren't Geyser, or he has an Ema, whatever the reason is. So, I would say, if it's also Ema, but regardless, then Kosher Kane Vadai, right? Kosher Kane Vadai. He's going to have more Ema from Vadai than he's going to have from Demai.
But there were no special Gezeres on Vadai. That's part of the basic halachas.
There were no special Gezeres
on Vadai. In other words, if we know something wasn't taken off, it's not Demai. It doesn't fall into these categories of Gezeres. It's just a pasuk, so we don't have any special rules about that. The general rule is, if it was taken off, then it's okay. If it wasn't taken off, you got to take it off. It's not called Demai.
The question is, when you're buying the Peiros from the Amoritz in Yerushalayim, why should it make a difference whether the money had its Kedushas Maisa Sheni from Demai or from Vadai? Why should that make a difference? So the Vilna Gaon in the box in the bottom, he reverses it. He says, the Gemara says it was Pasha to the Gemara that it was Vadai. Question was, is it even Demai? So he reverses it to make it make a little more logical sense. But this is the other svara that they say is because that maybe, what it says in the English, it says here in the bottom of footnote 4, second column, he says he reasons that this money is perhaps unable to transfer its definite sanctity to produce whose tithing is in doubt. So the produce purchased from an Amoritz with definite Maisa Sheni money would not acquire the Maisa Sheni sanctity and would therefore be subject to Demai tithing. That was the Havamiyah. That was the Havamiyah of the Gemara. Because you're trying to move, again, remember, you're always transferring Kedusha from the Kesef over. So can it transfer or can it not transfer? That was the question. All right, it's an interesting question. Shiari Menachas, the last part of the page.
What is the guy that he buys the Amoritz
do with that? He can do whatever he wants.
It's cooling, right?
That's, again, a person takes off a kemitza, puts it on the mizbeach, the rest of the milka goes to the kohen. So if that flour that was used for that carbon milka was an Amoritz's, the Kohanim are Potter from Demai. They don't have to take off Maisers from the portion that they're eating. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tani. Here again, we have the same thing that we said before. V'chulon shakar shein l'trumas Maiser l'Maiser shein shel hem masha asin asin. Again, if he wants to be machmer, and go ahead and be mafresh it, so it's done. It's going to be good. So Rabbi Elazar Omar, chutz mishyari menachas. That may be true by all the others, like challah and meduma, whatever. But when it comes to shiari menachas, that cannot be true. except for Shiurim Menachos. Why? Because he holds the Shiurim Menachos are not yours. You, the Kohen, are eating Mishulchan Gavaya. So therefore, you can't be Machmer on someone else's things. You can't be Kirei Shem on Shiurim Menachos to say that this is my Sushani, because I want to be Machmer because it was bought from an Amma Aretz. It's not Negeya. It's not yours. Yeah, makes sense? It's like he says over here, the remains of the Mincha are not the property of the Kohen, but of the divine. It's Mishulchan Gavaya. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Hasha'ar, what about the other stuff? The other things mentioned in the Mishnah, food purchased with Maaser Sheni, but Machlokes, that will be totally in a Machlokes. What Machlokes is he referring to? The Gemara, you have to remember, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf, where is it? 52b, Nun Beis on the base. There's a Mishnah there in the middle of the page. Havakadesh from Maaser Sheni. What's the din? If I give a woman a ring, as words, tonight's the night of the wedding, right? Not the ring. If you give her food, Maaser Sheni, it's worth $100 worth of food, and it's Maaser Sheni good. Is it Maaser? And it's Maaser Sheni. Harei Mekudesh sleep with this Maaser Sheni. Is it good condition or not good condition?
No good.
It's no good. That's what the Mishnah says. Ain't no Mekudesh. Why is that?
It's not his.
It's Hashem's. That's the Gemara says that that's Rameyer Shita. Rameyer, the Mishnah is coming out like Rameyer who holds Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik on Rameyer. He holds it's Mamon Hedget. And the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. So it's a machlaikas between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda whether Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya according to Rameyer or whether it's Mamon Hedget according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rishami here just uses one word and he assumes you know everything. Right? As we've seen many times in the Rishami. They just have to hint and you have to know what they're talking about. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, Hashar, in the case where if you're Machmir and you take off Maestris from Maaser Sheni, which was Potter from the Mai, because Chazal weren't geyser on Maaser Sheni. And you were Machmer and you were Mafreshit, it's Machlaikas, it'll be telling the Machlaikas. Because if it's Reb Meir, it's Mamon Gavaya. So just like we said before, that Shiurim Menachos, you can't do it. So Maaser Sheni is the same thing, you can't do it from there either. If you hold like Reb Yehuda that's Mamon Hedget, then you could be Machmer. Makes sense, right? That's what it's saying. It's a Machlaikas. So I'm going to keep track of the names here. So we had Rav Lazar said, Chutz Mishari Menachos, it's not included. Rav Yirmiyah said, the rest of them, Maaser Sheni, is a Machlaikas. Now, it sounds like when it comes to what? The Shiurim Menachos. Rav Yirmiyah, by saying the words Hasha'ar, it's mashma that all the case of the Shiurim Menachos would not be totally in the Machlokes. Right?
Otherwise, Rav Lazar should have mentioned the Machlokes.
Right. Correct. Rav Lazar should have said a Machlokes? What do you mean you should have said a Machlokes?
Same Machlokes. Whether it's Mamon Gavoa, Mamon Hedget, should apply to all the cases, right?
Right. Well, that's the question. Since Rabbi Yirmiyah only mentioned that it's a Machlokes by the Maaser Sheni, the assumption is that he agrees with Rabbi Lazar that Shiurim Menachos is not included. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, why? So he doesn't understand this. The Gemara is now going to make an assumption. I'm going to tell you the assumption right now ahead of time, so it makes it a lot easier to understand. That if you hold Maaser Sheni as Mamon Gavoa, then Menachos is for sure going to be Mamon Gavaya. But more than that, if you hold Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedget, then you also hold that Shiurim Menachos is also Mamon Hedget.
How?
That's the Gemara. The Gemara is going to make that assumption now. Okay? So that's the Rabbi Yossi making this assumption is now going to ask a question. Rabbi Yossi, boy, Haida Machlokes. What Machlokes is Rabbi Yirmiyah talking about? Manan Kayomet. Which Tana are you going? In Kerem Meir, if you hold like a Meir who holds that Meiser Sheni's Mom Gavaya, who Meiser, who Shari Menachas, then it's the same din. Meiser Sheni is going to be Mom Gavaya, and Shari Menachas is going to be Mom Gavaya. They're both going to be, you're not going to be able to say Masha Asa Asi, right? Loy Asa Klum, and therefore, if you try to be Machmer, it doesn't help at all. In Kerem Yehuda, and if you hold like a Yehuda who holds Meiser Sheni is Mom and Hanyet, then Masha Asa across the board. It should be true both for Meiser Sheni and for Shari Menachas. That's what you said, right? So it emerges. So we're trying to understand Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah made a strange statement. He said Hasha'ar is b'machlagis. The Meiser Sheni is b'machlagis. Which meant that it's only machlagis by the Meiser Sheni, not by the Shari Menachas, where he seems to be indicating everybody would be Maida, right? So what we're doing here is we're setting up a question on Rabbi Yirmiyah, which the answer is going to be in tomorrow's daf. Okay? Very good.
We're going to be held in suspense.
Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Daf Yud Aleph and we'll see the answer to this question. And we'll go over the question again, of course. Have a good night.